Hello, X.
Hello, my name is Matt Davis. I'm calling from Ipsos Reid. We are a market research company. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're just conducting a small survey about smoking. Do you smoke cigarettes, or are you in the process of quitting?
Actually, yes.
Okay. Well, are you in the process of quitting?
I would like to quit someday. I have about I smoke about 4 packs a day.
Now, how many cigarettes do you smoke each day on average?
I have about a 4-pack-a-day habit.
Uh-huh.
I would say about 40 cigarettes a day.
Now, do you think that you will or you would like to make an attempt to quit smoking sometime in the next 12 months?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I was at the doctor's office last week, and I was diagnosed with lung cancer, so I only have 6 months to live. So I'll probably be quitting within the next 6 months or so.
Okay. Well, because I have to talk to different age groups, sir, could you please tell me which of the following groups you are in?
Sure.
25 to 39, 40 to 60, 61 to 64,
25
or over 60?
25 to 39.
Do you or does anyone in your immediate family work for a market research company, an advertising agency, a pharmaceutical company, a tobacco or cigarette manufacturer, a pharmacy or drugstore, or are you a physician?
Yeah, I'm not a physician. I'm just a guy working and dealing with my cancer.
Have you ever tried to quit smoking?
I certainly, since my doctor first told me I only had 6 months to live, I thought if I quit smoking, maybe that'll extend my life by another couple of months.
Well, thinking about the future and the next time you plan to quit smoking, would you use a stop smoking aid or a quick cold turkey?
Well, I imagine it. I mean, if I die, it'll be cold turkey. Because I won't be able to smoke if I'm dead. So probably I would say cold turkey on that one.
Okay, thinking of products, services, or methods that can be used to stop smoking, what names comes to mind first?
Mortality. Mortality.
Thinking of products, services, or methods that can be used to stop smoking?
Yep, probably mortality would be number one for me.
Okay, give me 1 second, sir.
Sure.
Now, any others?
Oh, any others besides mortality? Well, I've been eating a lot of carrots lately.
Excuse me?
I've been eating a lot of carrots lately. I mean, just sort of, you know, because I guess they say that helps sort of, you know, every time you want to have a cigarette, you have a carrot.
Carrots. Okay, for the next time you try to quit smoking, how likely are you to use a nicotine patch? Would you say you would definitely will, probably will, might or might not, probably will not, or definitely will not?
Well, probably, like as I said, I'll probably just go, if I'm my doctor said I only have 6 months to live, so within those 6 months when I quit smoking, it'll probably be the day that I actually die, so I probably won't use any products.
So you will say probably will not, or definitely?
Yeah, probably will not, yeah.
How about a nicotine gun?
I don't think so, because I just, you know, probably be like a whole death thing. Do you know, I don't have a lot of friends, and whereabouts are you?
Well, I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, Winnipeg, okay, because I'm in Calgary. I'm just trying to think, because I only have one or two friends, and I need another 4 people to help carry my casket to the grave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you're in Winnipeg, so you wouldn't be able to help with that, I guess.
Okay, sir, have you ever tried nicotine gum to try quick smoking?
I haven't yet, no.
Actually, sir, I have to read all the questions to make the survey valid.
Okay.
And so you just can say probably will not or definitely
sure.
will not, either choice.
Okay.
The store brand or private label nicotine gum? Yeah.
I've gotta go.